The analysis by Harvard's Global Health Institute found that West Virginia is roughly meeting the minimum target for coronavirus testing, while Kentucky and Ohio lag behind the recommended testing levels. However, both those states are ramping up testing capacity as they approach a phased-in reopening of some businesses and services. Dr. Tom Tsai is an assistant professor in health policy and management at the Institute. Tsai says the most important thing is whether the number of cases and hospitalizations are decreasing with time.
Just looking quickly at some of the numbers for Kentucky and Ohio, I think they're in a position where they are past the peak of where the cases are and are in a plateau stage and even starting to see some of the cases decline, which is good news. The overall message, though, is more important than the thresholds for reopening is that this is not a on-off switch, but really a dial, and that the states need to really consider having very clear metrics on what success or failure looks like.
And do you think that in the event that social distancing or any of these policies that have been put in place to encourage social distancing, that people will want to follow those again after they've had those dialed back?
There's definitely a social distancing fatigue that we're already seeing in lots of states, especially as the weather is getting nicer and people are more likely to leave their homes. That's why it's so crucial to get the policy right now, because in some ways, once the floodgates open in terms of trying to return to normal, it's going to be very hard to reinstitute social distancing measures that have been placed over the last several weeks to months.
What are the risks to the states if they open without meeting those benchmarks?
Now, we're in a lockdown now nationally because we didn't have the right testing capacity over the last several months. And what we want to make sure as we consider reopening, that we can stay open. And that means having enough information on testing. But testing is only one piece of the puzzle. Moving forward will likely involve really thoughtful and aggressive contact tracing to make sure we're testing everybody who's been exposed to a contact. It also may mean that we need to do workplace surveillance.
Aren't there concerns about violating HIPAA and things like that and personal privacy with taking temperatures and those kinds of guidelines that some have been implementing in workplaces?
I think it's important to frame it in the right way, that this isn't meant to be a obtrusive way of monitoring, that this is really to help people have the right and best information for their own safety. And, we think about, when you're driving a car, right, everybody wears a seatbelt. We follow rules of the road. We follow traffic lights. We stop at stop signs. And those aren't invasions of sort of your autonomy or privacy. And I think some of these strategies, wearing masks in public, being screened for temperatures, can be viewed in the same way. They're not affronts to your personal liberty. It's making sure that everybody, including yourself, is safe from COVID-19.
That's Dr. Tom Tsai, assistant professor at Harvard's Global Health Institute. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.